It's just a short drive north to former Steel Country, Beaver County, and things are looking a lot different. Many are celebrating the announcement of new energy jobs at Shell's ethane cracker, a spinoff of the natural gas industry. The new plant is expected to bring 6,000 construction jobs to western Pennsylvania and 600 permanent ones once it's built. The cracker will use the byproducts of natural gas production to make 1.6 million tons of plastic a year. But how will that affect air quality? The Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier looks at why some worry Shell's big project will bring pollution back to Pittsburgh.
Jim Fabizak is an environmental health scientist at the University of Pittsburgh. From his desk overlooking the Monongahela River, Fabizak pulls out a sheet of paper with a simple line graph on it.
Show you at least one piece of data.
The graph shows the amount of industrial pollution in Beaver County for volatile organic compounds, or VOCs. These are a broad class of chemicals that help form ground-level ozone, or smog.
And there's a steady improvement. So from 1999 to current, there's been about a 50% reduction in VOC released by industry over time. Okay, significant progress in air quality.
But beginning in 2016, the line on Fabizak's paper starts to go up and up until the year 2021. That's when Shell's ethane cracker is slated to come online in Beaver County.
Adding the cracker to this point in time, moving forward, brings the level of VOCs released in Beaver County by industrial sources to levels greater than what was seen in 1999.
In fact, with a projected 500-plus tons emitted per year, the plant would be the largest source of VOC pollution in western Pennsylvania, per EPA records. And it would be the third-largest source in the entire state, behind an oil refinery in Philadelphia and a styrofoam plant in Reading. The next largest nearby VOC polluter is the Clairton Coke Works, checking in at 336 tons a year. In addition to this, the plant is classified as a major source of hazardous air pollutants, like benzene and formaldehyde, which can cause cancer and other serious health problems. Fabizak says these emissions are a concern, in particular because Pittsburgh's air already fails to meet federal standards for several pollutants, including ozone. But Shell and state officials say the cracker isn't a threat to public health. Mark Gorog is head of the air quality program for the Pittsburgh Regional Office of the State Department of Environmental Protection. He says since the Pittsburgh metro area doesn't meet federal air standards, Shell is installing modern pollution controls and a leak detection system in the plant itself.
So, you know, the technology that they install has to meet the latest and greatest, basically.
In addition, the company had to show the DEP that its plant wouldn't make the air unhealthy in surrounding areas.
You know, basically, they modeled to show they will not cause or contribute to an exceeding to the national ambient air quality standards, and they did a risk assessment for air toxics, which showed there was not going to be an undue risk to the public.
On top of these measures, the company will buy more than 1,000 tons of pollution offsets to make up for emissions that will come from its smokestacks, storage tanks, and flares. These offsets are called emissions reductions credits, or ERCs. These ERCs work kind of like a cap-and-trade system. The theory is that Shell will pay a different company to clean up emissions at another facility by buying credits from a plant that's either closing or installing pollution controls. But under state law, Shell is allowed to buy credits from plants that are already closed. Fabizak says this means pollution that's been gone from the region will be coming back in the form of emissions from the cracker plant.
I don't see that as improving the air quality to any great extent. It's like three steps forward, 2.99 steps back.
For instance, a company is buying 70 tons of credits from First Energy for two coal-fired power plant units it closed in Armstrong County in 2012. It's also buying 100 tons of credits from First Energy's closed Mitchell Power Plant in Washington County, which ceased operations in 2013. Fabizak says the best way for the system to work is if Shell would buy credits for future cuts to pollution, for, say, a company investing in pollution reductions at a power plant.
If everyone's still staying in the area and operating, over time that results in slow decreases in the amounts of emissions over time.
The DEP, which approved Shell's plan, doesn't see a problem with how the pollution credit system is working. By state law, plants that close have 10 years to sell their emissions credits. Gorog says new plants have to buy about 15% more credits than they will actually emit. So if Shell wants to emit 100 tons of pollution, it'll have to buy credits for 115 tons. This means that gradually emissions will go down, Gorog says.
You know, there's a certain pool of pollutants for the area, and gradually over time it shrinks. So, you know, over time, what the design does is, you know, shrink the pool of emissions, bring the area into attainment.
This won't happen overnight. The DEP's plans call for the region's air to meet federal guidelines within 5 years. Krishnan Ramamurthy, acting director of DEP's Bureau of Air Quality, says there's another aspect of the credit program. It incentivizes companies to clean up.
Because emission reduction credits are is a value, cash value. So particularly certain is the supply and demand.
And if demand goes up for new plants to be built alongside the Shell plant, for instance, then the price of the credits will go up too, and could encourage companies to close older, dirtier plants.
So they can really put additional controls to justify the control cost by selling some of the emission reduction credit in the program.
Shell, in an emailed statement, declined to say how much it's spending on its emissions credits, but emphasized the plant was built on the site of an old zinc smelting plant, which had a heavy environmental impact of its own. Some of Shell's credits, in fact, came from that plant, which closed in 2014. With or without Shell's ethane cracker, DEP officials admit it won't be easy for Pittsburgh to meet federal air standards in the near future. That's because last year, the EPA enacted stricter rules for ozone. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.